talk live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. But also, we bring stuff to the table to discuss tonight. And, Brad, you've got something that is interesting to you.
Yes.
From a former law enforcement guy's perspective.
Yeah. I was a cop here for 11 years. This is an article from findlaw.com about America's toughest sheriff.
Oh, one of my least favorite people.
You don't mess with this guy, man. He is a man of the law.
He is a dangerous man to people even within the local government. I mean, he has very few friends, at least that you know, a lot of people are afraid of this guy.
Well, I tell you, the federal government doesn't do lots of things that I like, but this is one thing that they do that I do like.
That broken clock strikes right twice a day.
Yes. Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been sued by the federal government for civil rights violations, National Public Radio reports. The lawsuit was filed by the Justice Department.
Hmm.
They accuse Arpaio of violating the civil rights of Latino drivers and inmates in the county jail. Among the allegations, Justice Department lawyers say the sheriff pulled over Latino drivers for no reason. They also claim he...
he had a reason, because they're Latino drivers.
They also claim that he retaliated against judges and lawyers critical of him and gave no services to non-English-speaking inmates.
Wow.
Arpaio isn't going down quietly, though. He's fired...
That's, by the way, it's only a tip of the iceberg kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
There's so much more to this guy.
Totally. He's fired back with choice words regarding the suit. I am not going to give up my authority to the federal government. It's as simple as that, Arpaio said. And I would just like to interject and say that this isn't about him giving his authority up. It's about him following the federal constitution, which they obviously have ample evidence that he isn't, you know, he doesn't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the states just can't operate in defiance of the federal constitution. Justice Department officials have been investigating the sheriff's organization for some time. They had been seeking an agreement from Arpaio requiring his office train officers to make constitutional traffic stops. Can you believe this? That, you know, all they want is him to train his deputies, you know, in how to act
by the book,
how to pull someone over so you're not violating their rights, probably because they have a penchant for pulling over people with brown skin.
I bet they do. Because by all indicators, Joe Arpaio is not a friend of anybody who he might possibly consider has immigrated here.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a friend of powerful judges who speak out against him. I mean, this is a man who's very abusive in his in his position. Justice Department, I just read that. They also wanted him to assure Latinos in his county jail that they'd be protected. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects against unwarranted searches and seizures. Additionally, in regards to traffic stops, police must have reasonable suspicion of criminal activity before pulling citizens over.
Right, so the fact that you've got brown skin, that's not reasonable.
That's not going to cut it, no. The lawsuit also seeks a court order preventing Maricopa County cops from engaging in any more discriminatory practices. Arpaio's county is the largest in Arizona, containing over 3.8 million residents.
Whew, jeez.
It's big.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there. The self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America has disputed the Justice Department's findings. He claims the inquiry was a politically motivated attack by the Obama administration. However, Sheriff Joe Arpaio seems eager to confront the lawsuit head on. If they sue, we'll go to court, he said. And, you know, the most disappointing thing about all this is it's not him personally who's paying to go to court.
The taxpayers will.
It's the taxpayers. And I know a gentleman who lives in Phoenix, and I was talking to him about this, and I was like, why do people keep electing Sheriff Joe Arpaio? You know, I mean, he causes, they pay out millions in dollars of legal fees and in settlements for all these, this pattern and practice of rights violations. And he said, well, the people like him because he's tough.
Tough stuff sells, man.
Yeah,
when you're running for political office.
You know, they're willing to keep someone in office who is just, you know, he doesn't care at all about the Constitution. Doesn't care.
He doesn't
care about judges. Doesn't care about lawmakers.
All he cares about is Joe Arpaio and the power that he can accrue to himself.
He's dangerous, man. You know, I hope they put him away.
So wait a minute.
if he's found guilty, will he be put away?
Well, it's a civil rights suit, but
he's going to have to pay the feds?
Well, they could come in and they could install a federal monitor in his department. It's actually called a consent decree, and there's been several police departments throughout American history that have had to deal with these. LAPD, for one, the New Jersey State Police. I believe Portland, Maine has one, but essentially it's the Justice Department comes in and sues you and then gets a federal court to order that you have a monitor, basically a federal monitor that runs your department. And Sheriff Joe's argument, I'm sure, is going to be, well, I'm the sheriff, I can do whatever I want. And, the Justice Department's going to say, well, no, you can't because you can't violate the Constitution. So it's going to be interesting.
If he loses, if the federal government wins in this lawsuit, the civil rights lawsuit,
The penalty
could be that there's just some overseer who comes in at that point?
I believe that would be the penalty. I haven't actually read the lawsuit, but they essentially the Justice Department could have control over the Sheriff's Department.
In theory, what if it's one of Arpaio's buddies that gets assigned?
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty obvious that the Attorney General, Eric Holder, has it out for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. So
I mean, it's one thug versus another. I mean, I'm no fan of like you said, I'm no fan of the federal government either. And this Eric Holder guy is also a danger.
Oh, I mean, he's running guns down into Mexico.
Right.
I mean, he's
maybe that's why he doesn't like Arpaio, because maybe he's running in on his gun game. Because I heard rumors, Brad, and I can't say from whom I heard them, but the source was credible. In my mind, at least, that old Joe Arpaio's running drugs across the border.
Could be.
So it wouldn't be a surprise if he was also involved in gun running as well. Because who better to do those sorts of operations than the sheriff himself?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's not getting his hands dirty and doing the transporting, but he's at the top levels orchestrating things. Where to the point where if you're in charge of a county like that, you can pretty much enforce your product. You can arrest competing dealers and give your dealers the pass, essentially.
I wonder what the taxpayers out there pay to protect this guy. I mean, because when you're as brutal or as disrespectful as he is to your fellow humans, you're going to have people who aren't too happy
with you.
Got it
out for you.
Yeah, he must get a lot of death threats, and I'd imagine that he's got the taxpayers funding a security detail outside his house every night.
Probably true. Paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, if you're America's toughest sheriff, I think you probably need to be protected from people whom you've run over.
So maybe he's upset at Eric Holder, or one or the other is upset at one another for essentially running in on their territory with a gun running. That's my theory. It's total speculation. Usually when you see a sheriff or someone like that, someone high up in a police department go down, you always have to ask that question. Who did they cross? Because I remember back down in Florida, there was the sheriff nearby where I lived in Florida was also alleged to be the kingpin, basically, for the drugs coming into the area. And I'd met people who claimed to be his family members that would say these things about him. So you had that going on. And then there was at one point, there was a story about the drug task force, or what their equivalent was. They called it the drug task force here in New Hampshire, but it was their equivalent. I think they called it the Delta Squad or something. But that's what they did. They did drug raids and things like that. Drug investigations. The whole task force got taken down for corruption.
Jeez.
And you have to wonder, what did they do? Because, these guys aren't doing this stuff in a vacuum. It's not like it's the first time they did something naughty and they just, we've never done this before and just happened to get caught. No, somebody flipped on somebody, somebody rolled on somebody, somebody crossed, another person who's higher up in the sheriff's department. Somebody screwed somebody, is my belief, is what happened. Because why else would this drug-dealing sheriff, allegedly, throw his own guys to the wolves? Why else?
You have to do some pretty bad stuff in government in order to be in trouble.
Exactly.
I mean, really bad stuff.
That's exactly what I think happens. So and you usually would have to do that bad stuff to someone else in the government, right?
Yeah.
Because government guys can get away with almost killing and raping as far as what they can do to you and I. But if they did something bad to a higher-up, then the hammer's coming down. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of your issue. Thoughts about Sheriff Joe or whatever's on your mind. Or welcome. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You'll find a bunch of features, and you can actually take control of the website content. You find something online, you want to share it with our listeners and with us, you can submit it as show prep. And then listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything. Tonight, here with you in the studio, it is Ian.
And Bradley.
Let's go to Kelvin, listening in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Kelvin, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Kelvin.
I want to specifically address this to Bradley. I've been hearing on Free Talk Live and reading on the freekeen.com and such that Ian has been somehow banned from all of these various public places. And I understand that, you know, you're not a lawyer and you don't play one on TV or anything like that, but you do seem to have the most practical knowledge and experience as a police officer on these matters. So I thought I'm just curious, what is the legal basis for someone to just summarily ban somebody from public property? That would seem to be some form of prior restraint, or, you know, there's no, you know, did a judge issue some sort of a restraining order or something, or did a sheriff just say you can't go there, and because he said it, then that's what you have to do?
Well, this is very convoluted issue. To start off with, the
for those that don't know, before we get into that, yeah. I've been banned from, let me see if I can remember all the places now, every state liquor store across the entire state of New Hampshire for singing songs. I've been banned from the local Superior Courthouse for singing songs, recording a video of the bureaucrats there. Now, some of these I'm speculating as to the reasons why, because many of these trespass orders don't say the reasons why. Banned from the local college for using a megaphone to address some of the college students, free speech. Banned from every property owned by the Keene School District. Also banned from Monadnock Regional High School. I think that's everything.
Can you step foot on the sidewalk?
At those locations, yes.
Okay.
I still can step on the sidewalk.
Okay.
So that's a rundown for you there.
So, yeah.
All for free speech, all for right to assembly, all for freedom of the press.
Well, it is true. I'm not actually a lawyer. I do play one on the internet. I have played one on the internet. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm more focused on getting my wedding plans done. But it seems to me that all the orders he faces are most likely illegal. The one thing that I noticed about the specifically the liquor store ban is they're doing it without giving him any due process first. And
yeah, I've never been convicted of anything.
Right. The government is allowed to act without giving due process to people, but only in certain circumstances.
If the bureaucrats don't like my songs, that's not a good enough reason?
Well, I mean, a good enough reason would be, as far as government justifications go, you can get a restraining order when there's only one side of the story. But only temporarily.
Ex parte.
Ex parte, right. And that's what it means, without all involved parties. So,
if some lady comes in and says that my husband's going to beat me and my children, then they might be able to give her an ex parte restraining order.
Right. But then, of course, the person who...
But there'd be a hearing.
The person would have a right to a hearing. So, but in order to justify, taking someone's freedom away, or the courts call it a liberty interest, like you have a liberty interest in walking in to the state liquor stores in New Hampshire, especially because they're the monopoly on the sale of hard liquor here. So effectively, Ian has a ban on drinking hard liquor.
I suppose I could drive to Brattleboro, Vermont, or something like that.
But then you'd probably be violating some tax law you don't know about. So, I mean, you have a ban, you just can't drink.
Yeah.
But I think...
Which is fine. I actually haven't drank for several weeks, and it's not because of this.
Yeah, I had a beer the other night. I didn't like it.
I mean, I was just going to get tired of it.
Yeah. But, no, I think he's got excellent legal arguments, specifically...
But what good is a good legal argument if I don't have the money to hire a lawyer to do anything about it?
That's why we need to get rid of the Bar Association. Because when the Bar Association...
You want to talk about a tough inside-the-system job.
It just passed. The law passed in New Hampshire, I think, to eliminate the ability of the Supreme Court to require that to practice law in New Hampshire, you be a member of the New
that
Hampshire...
That would be huge. That passed the House?
It passed the House, and it's going on to the Senate. Yeah.
Are you going to go testify on that, or has that happened yet?
No, the hearing already happened. I was there that day, but I testified for something else. But
wow, let me know what happens on that. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that would actually give real competition to the Bar Association, right?
Well, it could. The incoming president of the Bar Association, the gentleman who actually was my lawyer when my former police department tried to fire me, he actually pointed out that the change is only going to make it so the Supreme Court can't require it. But, you know, I'm sure the court system could find some other way to be sneaky about it. But, to answer your question, sir, I think Ian has a really good case with regard to the liquor store ban and the ban from the court system, because if you think about it, the sheriff who issued Ian's ban represents the executive branch of government, and the executive branch of government can't ban a person from accessing the judicial branch of government.
That's what they did.
That's exactly what they did.
And it was done. It was the only one, by the way, that actually had a reason written on it. It was due to persistent harassment.
Right.
Which I've never been convicted of.
Well, I mean, I'm really not a fan of megaphoning. Like, I don't like. I just don't like.
I wasn't megaphoning. At the court.
Well, you weren't megaphoning at the court, but you were at the university.
And actually, I did find a lawyer who was kind of interested in that case, somebody who you used to know.
Yeah.
John Mayer is his
John
name.
John Mayer, yeah.
And he said that he has actually talked to some people in the university system. He claims they're going to drop the trespass
law. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's certainly well regarded in the area of First Amendment practice. So.
But that's funny, isn't it? Like, a lawyer trots out and talks to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just drop that trespass order there.
Right, of course. So.
Just wish we had more lawyers like that.
Well, right? I don't think you're going to fare very well with the school, because the school is, it's sort of a sensitive thing for parents. You know, they're at school far more than, like, walking downtown.
Yeah, he did say that he looked into the case law on the subject. Because, by the way, I was threatened when I wasn't using a megaphone. I was threatened 3 weeks earlier for just passing stuff out.
Right.
So they were going to ban me because of that. And then the next time I went, I had a megaphone because I didn't have anything to pass out that day. And we were promoting the 420 celebrations. And that's when they banned me there. But there was another guy that was with me, Daryl, who
he got banned too, right?
Yeah, he got banned.
He was just there. It's
he
like,
was just there talking to people.
It would seem to be that people are being discriminated simply because they affiliate with you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happened at the courthouse where Pete Ayer from copblock.org was banned. He never sang a single note. He was never with us on those days when the rest of us got banned. They came up to him one day when I was out front of the court, and he was with me, and they banned him then.
Right. Well, I mean, the real reason why I wanted to get involved with, Jason Talley's case in the beginning is because, if you take a step back and look at what's happening out here in western New Hampshire, it's plainly obvious that, you folks, because you're very loud and very,
active.
Active, exactly. Because you're very active, it's drawing out and showing true colors of people.
Sure is.
And people in government are supposed to treat people fairly, whether they like you personally or not, or your politics.
Did we answer your question, Kelvin?
No, actually not.
We didn't. All right, well, then hang on.
Okay.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive in various different ways. You can download a bunch of archives if you want. And now, with our brand new archive host, you've got even more options when it comes to sharing the archives, when it comes to commenting on the archives. You can go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive. We're eventually going to integrate SoundCloud into our website. Right now, they're hosting our archives, and they have some cool features, but you can only access them at the moment through the SoundCloud page. So go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive, all one word, and you'll see all of the episodes of Free Talk Live there. If you copy one of those links and paste it into Facebook, it'll embed a player right there into your Facebook page.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, or you can click the embed button and then, or the share button on each one of the SoundCloud files, and then you can share it to WordPress, you can share it to Twitter, you can share it all over the place. They make it easy. So drop on by freetalklive.com. You can download our archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. And be sure to stop into our brand new SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/freetalklive, all one word. All right, so, by the way, many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. That is not the case with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation, family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. The house blend is the kind of cup of coffee that's been enjoyed in this country for decades. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a little shortcut. It'll take you right to O'Neill Coffee's website. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Kelvin is on the line from Colorado, and apparently Brad, you and I did not successfully answer Kelvin's question, which was in reference to the fact that I and a number of other activists here in the Keene area have been banned from various different public venues, such as the Superior Court building, the New Hampshire State liquor stores, school campuses, and other places. Kelvin, what was the question, and how do we not answer it? Go ahead.
Well, it was a good discussion, but the exact point I was trying to get to was who actually is doing this banning? I understand that courts can issue restraining orders and such that effectively ban somebody from somewhere, but
no court has issued this.
Right, that someone just some law enforcement guy said, "Hey, don't be coming around here anymore, or we're going to arrest you for contempt of cop or something."
Well, I suspect that in the case of the liquor stores, the Liquor Bureau of Enforcement here in New Hampshire, which is like the Liquor Commission's police force, I'm sure they have they've been delegated the ability to ban people from the property. But the problem here is that they're banning people from the property for conduct that's supposed to be specifically allowed by the Constitution, and they haven't made a case. You know, there was no arrest. No one was found guilty. It's just, you're singing, it's annoying us, and you're banned. And I think that in and of itself is illegal because, the state's not supposed to be able to take your rights away without due process, unless there's some substantial government, interest as far as why they should.
Apparently the substantial interest is they don't like having people question them on video camera, and they don't like to have songs sung that are protest songs.
I don't know, man. You guys have some pretty good songs.
I thought so, but the sheriff thinks it's stupid.
Oh, yeah, he was very unprofessional.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, he was just very rude.
I mean, he literally insulted our singing abilities.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are no court orders involved here, Kelvin. It's all issued by the police, and actually, in some cases, it's issued by different police agencies. So, like, the New Hampshire State Liquor Store ban is issued by the Liquor Commission, which is a different group of cops, as opposed to the sheriff, who issued the one against the courthouse building, and then the police department, who issued the ones against the schools.
Like the sheriff says, "Hey, you can't come here anymore." There's no process of law or anything. It just this guy decrees that. Anywhere that says he has the power to do that?
I don't think there's anything written down that specifically says that. Here in New Hampshire, the sheriffs specifically have the responsibility of security at the courthouse, but at the Superior Courthouse, but. Inherent in that responsibility for security is the responsibility of respecting the pesky constitutional rights of people. And that would include allowing people, in my humble opinion, to peacefully singing in the parking lot, no matter how much you dislike their message or their singing. They're supposed to be allowed to express themselves. And, up at the Supreme Court, Ian, I witnessed a sergeant from the New Hampshire State Police tell the administrative office of the court security that they weren't going to arrest you. The state police told them no. Now there's a sheriff telling you the exact opposite. So it's really unfortunate. But I think that his rights were violated, sir. And I think he'd have a pretty good case.
Yeah, I would think the ACLU or somebody would be all over this.
You would think. You would think.
Well, feel free to let him know about it because they're not exactly banging down my front door. Kelvin, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, all you have to do to get this to happen, if you're like a more legally knowing person, more in the loop about these sorts of things, all you have to do is go and sing some songs and hold a video camera, and before you know it, they're probably going to hit you with a no trespass notice.
Well, I mean, you may have a no trespass notice. The university system of the state of New Hampshire has a restraining order against me.
That's true.
So, I mean, until you reach my level
civil
restraining order,
What's the difference between a restraining order and a no trespass?
Well, in my case, if I were to carry a firearm at the university system of New Hampshire, it would be contempt.
That's not necessarily worse. Because you can still go to the campus.
That's true.
Without a firearm.
That's true.
So I can't even go to the campus.
Well,
and trespass is a misdemeanor if you've been warned to stay away. So, yeah, contempt, you can get an unlimited amount of time for contempt, but usually they do 6 months or less because there's some sort of requirement when they go over 6 months. At least here in New Hampshire, they have to, like, I don't know, say something to someone about why. But up until 6 months, they can just hit you with it, and there's no accountability whatsoever. So technically, I'm at a greater risk.
Well, I mean, if you were to show up,
we're doing a measuring contest.
If you were to show up with a firearm, not only would you be trespassing, but because you are my servant or my associate, the restraining order specifically said my servants and my associates cannot, you know, carry guns either.
Your slaves.
My slaves. All of them.
Let's go to Mary. She's in Florida, listening, I believe, to WLBE in Leesburg, Eustis. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm wondering, what were you singing and what literature were you guys passing out?
Okay, so there are different instances. So let's focus on, I guess, one of the initial ones, which was the one at the courthouse where we were singing during Christmas time. We have these fun little songs called Chronic Carols, which are essentially protest songs, and they're brilliant. You can go to tools.freekeen.com, and that's where you can actually download the song sheets. They're good anywhere. Basically, what the guy that wrote them did was he took classic Christmas carols, and he redid the lyrics to turn them into protest songs, and essentially they exist to protest the war on drugs. So it was the holiday season. We were singing holiday-themed songs. And the other part of your question was, what were we passing out, or what?
Yeah, what literature were you passing out?
You know, in that particular case, we weren't actually passing out any literature. The case of the liquor stores, we were passing out those very song sheets. We were handing those out to customers as they were coming in and out. But the Superior Court, what we were doing was we were recording the government bureaucrats as they would come in and leave work. And the reason we were doing that was because you can't go into the courthouse and hold the bureaucrats accountable there. So had we been able to go into a public building, in this case the courthouse, and record the bureaucrats while they were on the job, we never would have had to have gone out in the parking lot. But because they banned cameras from the inside of the courthouse, well, we figured the next best way to try to hold these people accountable for what they were doing, which is hurting peaceful people, and they dragged our friend out by handcuffs, for instance. And so we wanted to get some answers to those questions. So we were wishing them a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays and singing them songs and also asking them how they felt about our friend being dragged out in handcuffs and recording them their responses or lack thereof on video. So there wasn't any actual flyering going on there. Mary, if you want to stick with us...
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hold that thought. We'll bring you right back. Hold on, Mary. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Bradley.
Once again, our number is 855-450-3733. And that toll free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. Drop on by freetalklive.com, and you'll see the SACL CAI banner right at the top of our banner column. Again, that's freetalklive.com, top banner for SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like Mary was able to hold through the break because I didn't, I was curious as to where she was coming from. She was curious about what we were doing at the courthouse and these other locations to be banned. And I when I say we, I don't mean you, Brad. You weren't there for these things. It would have been very interesting had you been there for these trespass notices because you having been a former law enforcement officer of 11 years, it would have been interesting to see how you would have responded to being handed a no trespass order by the police department at the courthouse for singing songs.
Well, I probably would have filed the lawsuit within 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Now, doesn't that cost like a couple $100 to file a lawsuit?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the state system, I don't know what it is, but in the federal court, it's about $400. I know that.
In the federal court,
yeah,
you see.
Right. I know that because I'm suing the federal government right now down in Arizona for something unrelated. But I just think the best way to respond to the government is they need to know that if they screw with your protected rights, that it's going to cost them money.
That always sounds real nice to me, but the problem I have is I just don't, I don't like the federal government, and I don't want to turn to them for help because I think they're a band of killers and thieves. And so, I understand the perspective that, there's value to having the government infighting, to have one government bureaucracy fighting against another one. I understand that value. I just can't bring myself to be the instigator of it. It feels icky to me.
As our friend Jason Talley, he likes to call it black magic. But I think that, the state exists.
That's no, it doesn't. I don't believe it.
Okay, well,
there are people who call themselves the state.
The government apparatus is a reality, and I just think that it should be used every way possible in order to try to further liberty. I mean, it's there. Why not try to use it?
If you can, and I still remain skeptical as to the level of success that is attainable through the government's own court system, where the men in the robes are typically seen waiving their own court rules in order to continue on with convicting and prosecuting peaceful people. Mm-hmm. Whatever the court rules, whenever you've got them by their own court rules, all of a sudden the rules don't matter anymore.
Well, that's because the first rule says at any time they can waive any of the
rules.
That's
right.
So I mean, it's like you have no idea what's going on.
So I'm curious. You know, obviously Mary's off the line. If she wants to call back, maybe there was a cell phone issue or something like that. Is there anything wrong with singing songs in the bureaucrats' parking lot?
No.
Is there anything wrong with video recording
the
bureaucrats and asking them questions? Is that harassing?
Well, I think if you did it inside when they were trying to accomplish other things, it could be harassment. But just in the parking lot, I don't see why more people just don't look at you and say, have a nice day.
There were a number of them that handled it that way, and that was great. In fact, if you look at the video, I think it's called Happy Holidays Bureaucrats or Merry Christmas Bureaucrats. If you search for freekeen.com for that, you'll pull it up.
Yeah, they don't have to talk to you.
Well, there's a variety of responses. There was the response of anger and being, you know, rude and nasty, and there was the response of ignoring, and there was also the response of talking to us. There was actually one judge that came out. I downloaded this video, so when my trespass charge actually goes to trial, I plan on playing back the video of one of the judges of the courthouse who was just, you know, kind of bantering with us, and he, you know, said, like, you know, you've got a right to be here, you got a right to do this. Basically.
Really?
Now, that's not an exact quote. It's a paraphrase of what he said, but he essentially affirmed our right to be there.
That would be a great quote, and if it was my criminal trial, I'd call that judge as a witness.
That's a great point, too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. That's the problem.
Oh.
And I can't exactly go to the courthouse and ask anybody.
You can subpoena all 23 or whatever New Hampshire judges in the superior court there are until you find the right one.
That sounds expensive.
Yes.
855-450-FREE, toll-free number. So, I mean, does anybody think that I shouldn't have been able to be in the parking lot singing songs and asking the bureaucrats questions? Besides the sheriff's department and the bureaucrats themselves would have thought that?
As long as you're not disrupting someone, like I mean, if you were singing over like a mega like amplification system and people
wasn't doing that,
you know,
people
inside couldn't get their work done because or their business done because of you know, your singing.
Well, the security bureaucrats were standing at the windows quite a bit, but you know, that's obviously what they're.
Right. I mean, if they were really smart, they would just, like, you know, if they really had a problem with it, they'd just ignore you for a half an hour, and then you're going to
go away. It's true.
Exactly. But they want to pick a fight.
They did. And their claim was that we were getting in the way of the bureaucrats as they were going to their cars, which is nonsense. At no time were they hindered from going from point A to point B. At no time. Anyway, we'll keep you in the loop as to what's going on with those as the situations develop. Again, I've got a trespass charge in on the courthouse one, so technically I guess that one's in the system as far as a potential. Well, I guess the district court judge can't overturn that.
You're going to win that case. You know, let it be said here and now that I said.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
You're going to win that one. That's a good one.
Well, they've already put it off. I was supposed to go to trial. I was prepared for trial. And they put it off. It was supposed to be on April 17th. It's been a month.
For anyone who doesn't know the facts behind this story, I mean, Ian, he tried, was it three times to get in touch with the sheriff to get permission?
Twice. And I used an agent. So I didn't just leave a message, which if I'd called and left a message, they could just go, whoa,
no, you never got a message from you?
So I'd known, because I'd called this bureaucrat, this sheriff, before my trespass ban. I'd called him once before to try to get a comment on a story of some sort that I was looking into. And he never called me back. And so I knew this guy was going to be tough to get a hold of. So I figured, I don't want to leave a message for him. I want to have one of his own men take a message to him. That way, his guy would have to essentially testify, if he were being honest, he would have to testify that I told him these things.
Right.
So that's what I did. I used the same bureaucrat twice. And he says he will testify to the fact that he delivered this message to this the sheriff, because I'm supposed to ask the sheriff's permission to come to the courthouse.
Right, which I think that that may be legal under slim circumstances. But even if that is legal, the fact that he didn't return your calls, the fact that he ignored you, effectively barred your access to the courts.
That's right.
And the government can't keep you from coming to court. I was just listening to a case yesterday about an oral argument where there's a prisoner in jail for life, and they're trying to decide what to do with him because he files all these lawsuits, right? But, you know, even this guy has a hearing. You know, this guy who's, I think he's in jail for murder,
mm-hmm.
and he's filing all these appeals. Because what do you do when you're in solitary confinement and you're just annoying?
Might as well write some stuff. Yeah,
exactly. But still, I mean, the thing that this actually struck me as I was listening to this was that, you know, this guy's having a hearing. You are just, like, banned.
Yeah.
You know, no due process for Ian.
It's all a joke. I mean, the whole idea of free speech, the whole idea of free assembly, of free press, at least in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, it's an absolute joke. But I have a feeling that the same things would be happening in other places, maybe even worse, because the reason why, and you pointed this out earlier, the reason why this stuff is happening, it's not just me, it's other activists as well, the reason why it's happening is because we're active.
Yeah.
Because we are a thorn in their side, and we are not going away. In fact, the numbers are growing over time because of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And that really bothers them.
Well, I mean, if I were them, them, whoever they may be.
Used to be them.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I used to work for the government. But I think what I would want to do is find some middle ground and find a way to make life less difficult. Like this judge in Manchester for Garrett Ian from freeconquer.org, from his trial, mm-hmm. the judge was really professional, you know, and the court security people said, please, the judge was polite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you're doing something.
Respect people's rights, act professionally, then exactly. That solves the problem.
Exactly. That's right.
Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brad. Hello there.
Hi, guys. No, hey, it's very interesting listening tonight to the, to be banned from the state store. In a state that controls the liquor, you know, in a sense. Bad fiscal policy, don't you think?
Well, Frank, New Hampshire is one of 18 states that directly controls the sale of liquor.
Yeah, God, is there that many?
18, yeah. And so effectively every single piece of or every single item of alcohol that's purchased in this state has to originally have come from the Liquor Commission.
You know what's interesting about it? You should take it your tail to some of the liquor distributors that have to deal with the New Hampshire state store, whatever you call it. I know in Pennsylvania it's called the state store. The state.
There's no way any liquor distributor is going to take on the state.
It would make a very interesting case in the sense that you probably, if this is upheld, you're probably the only person that can go into other states, buy the liquor cheaper, bring it in without.
You actually can't get the liquor cheaper anywhere else. Hang on, Frank. We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.